And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about we are down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville. We're Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. We are literally spreading some ground and being conservative the entire time. Like the man said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, I'm glad you're with us, but I'm also glad somebody else is joining us here in a moment who is more of an expert in this topic that I'm on than I could ever be. Bart Fletcher is the president of the Petroleum and Convenience Marketers of Alabama. If anybody knows the score on what's happening in their industry, I mean, we're talking about that's your gas stations. That's basically the supply and the sale of gas here in the state of Alabama. That's the association that sees everything from sort of the one over the world view of that industry. He's on the line right now, and I wanted to get his take on what's happening right now with things like President Biden telling them, you got to lower your prices at the pump. Do it now. It doesn't quite work that way in the private sector. So let me just jump on the phone with him real quick. Bart Fletcher, how are you doing today?
Hi, Phil. I'm great. I appreciate you having me on today.
Well, we appreciate you making some time. This was kind of a last-minute call, and Bart, thanks so much for being available.
Sure.
Let me ask you, just last week, we'll start off with the lead topic here. Just last week, the story I've got, I pulled off of Business Insider. President Biden, I actually saw the video clip, pretty much demanded that petroleum marketers and convenience stores need to lower the price at the pump. They need to do it now, in his words, and save people money. But y'all are a private sector like a grocery store. I mean, does it really work that way?
No, it's in fact, that couldn't be further from the truth. What the misconception, I think, is that a lot of people think that when they drive down the road and they see a sign that has a major oil company brand on it, the Chevron, Exxon, Shell, that type of thing, that that retail location is owned and operated by that large major oil company. And in fact, here in Alabama, that's exactly the opposite of the truth. While there are some larger chain retailers, Circle K, for instance, who may have a brand at one or two of their locations, even those locations are operated by a large retail company, not by a major oil company refiner. And in fact, in Alabama, the overwhelming majority of the retail gasoline and convenience stores in Alabama are owned and operated by small, independent, family-run Alabama business people who happen to have a relationship with the major oil company in terms of being able to use their brand, not dissimilar, Phil, to a automobile dealership that sells Fords. But in most cases, that's a small family-run business in a rural community, for instance, that just happens to have a franchise, if you will, with the Ford Motor Company. That's not Ford Motor Company, and just the same here in Alabama with the gasoline stations.
Well, and I reckon that to be true. I mean, and we're not talking about price gouging. There's a vast difference between setting the price that the market sets for you as opposed to somebody trying to make an extra buck in the wake of a hurricane or a tornado or something like that. We're looking right now at the president's claim. Basically, it feels like what he's saying is, hey, all you industry people, sacrifice any ability to run your business and keep your employees stable and employed, just so that I can say that I did something for the price at the pump. That's the way it came across. And the truth be told, when the government gets involved with trying to gerrymander the ability of the private sector to work, it no longer becomes a private sector at that point.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, you know, back to the previous discussion, he on TV seemingly preaching at, quote, the major oil companies, when in fact, you know, they control perhaps the wholesale price of fuel at terminals in Alabama, but they don't control the retail price. And so oftentimes our industry or our members' portion of our industry, the actual final retailer, in terms of percentage of profit, typically has the lowest profit percentage of anybody else in that supply chain from the crude oil exploration and production through gathering and refining and everything else. And so, you know, he's putting at least a perceived burden on a retailer who really has no control. The wholesale price of gasoline at a tank farm in either Birmingham or Anniston, Oxford, for instance, not only does it change daily, sometimes our members can get multiple price changes in a single day.
Wow.
And so they have to react to that in order to remain in business. And so, you can't call on the last person in the chain who happens to be the retailer and say you've got to take the brunt of the problem, and lower your price when your costs may be going up, like I said, multiple times in a day.
Yeah, I was just talking to Jeff Brown, who walked in the studio here a moment ago. He told me the price has changed upwards of 29 cents in the last 24 to 48 hours.
That's right. And again, that's, for a retailer to try and dictate that price or to guess that price would be like you and me trying to figure out what day we're going to buy or sell in the stock market. I mean, the wholesale price of fuel is a volatile market that fluctuates on a daily basis, and what the retailer has to try and figure out is how can I price my fuel at the retail level in order to be able to remain in business and make a margin when my wholesale price, like Jeff said, can fluctuate 10, 15, 20 cents a gallon over a 2-day period. They've got to be able to manage that.
Well, and on top of that, too, you shared something with me earlier when I made contact with you about coming on the show today that I was not aware of, and that's the swipe fees. So you guys, I would say probably a bulk of your business now is less cash and more credit cards or debit cards, and that plastic has a swipe fee that you guys pay at the point of sale, and that winds up cutting into your margins. I did not realize that goes up as a percentage of the overall sale.
Absolutely. The banks and the credit card companies charge a percentage of the sale for the use of credit cards. And one of the things that a lot of people, a lot of credit card people who have credit cards think that they're getting something for, quote, free from the credit card company because they get points and they can turn that in for free travel or they can turn it in for cash or whatever. Well, guess what? That's really the retailer that ultimately ends up paying for that because the credit card companies just charge the retailers, their customers, enough to cover the cost of those incentives. And so every time a gallon of gasoline is sold, a percentage of that sale goes back to the bank and the credit card issuing company. Well, when the retail price of gasoline went from $2 a gallon to $3.75 a gallon or $4 a gallon in some places here in Alabama at the peak, the charge that the credit card companies put on the retailers doubled because that percentage was a percentage of $4 versus $2.
Wow.
And that's, the other thing that's really interesting on that is that the retailer also pays the swipe fee on the combined total of city, county, state, and federal motor fuels taxes, excise taxes. And so for every penny or dollar spent on excise taxes for motor fuels, and in Alabama, that average is somewhere around 50, 55 cents a gallon today, depending on where you buy your gasoline, the retailer has to pay that swipe fee on the amount of that sale that's made up from the excise taxes, even though really all they're doing is collecting the excise tax from the consumer and turn around and sending it right off to the city, county, state, and federal government. So they're not making any kind of a markup on that at all, but they still pay the swipe fee.
And so I you just educated me on some things I didn't know. So when I get frustrated with things like the new gas tax, which I recognize that roads aren't for free. You have to have money to pave a road. But still, when I see the way it was passed, I get frustrated. So we already had roughly an 18% sales tax, or 18 cents on the dollar. I'm sorry, sales tax before they raised the new 10 cents that we have now, which could go up 1 cent every 2 years. Then you guys wind up paying a percentage of that as well. That's amazing. I didn't even know that existed, to be honest with you.
Right. And we're one of the few when the gas tax proposal was going through, our association obviously more impacted than most anybody else. And one of the things that we asked was that the legislature consider some sort of assistance, if you will, not the correct term, but, we're one of the few states in the country, much less one of the few states in the Southeast, that allows cities and counties to place an additional tax on motor fuels in addition to the state tax. And we allow that in Alabama. And in some places, that's as high as an additional 10 to 12 cents a gallon when you combine the city and the county tax on top of the statewide tax. And the unfortunate thing about that is that there's not the same constitutional prohibition on using that money for something other than roads and bridges. Where the state tax is constitutionally dedicated to roads and bridges, the local taxes at the city and county level are not tied into any kind of a restriction like that.
Yeah.
And so in many instances, you've got a motor fuels tax, a local motor fuels tax that kind of turns into the goose that lays the golden egg. They can use it for anything that they want to within their budget. And if you'll take a look at a lot of, especially the municipal taxes, a lot of them just go straight into the city general fund.
Well, I guess the bottom line is your association members, and I guarantee there's bad actors in every industry, but for the most part, your association members, like you said, they're small, family-owned mom and pops that are retailing gas that the average citizen buys. But they're also just as affected by supply chain as any other retailer of any other type of good. Am I correct in saying that?
Absolutely. We deal with supply issues not only on gasoline, and that can be impacted by, you'll recall, a couple years ago when the Colonial Pipeline had an issue, and we had a supply issue here in Alabama because of a rupture in the pipeline down near the Pelham area.
Yeah.
We've got weather-related disruptions in supply. Certainly our prayers go to the folks in Florida that were impacted last week, but can you imagine what would have happened if that hurricane would have taken a slightly more western turn and gone into Louisiana or Texas, where the majority of the refining and some of the offshore oil rigs and that kind of thing out in the Gulf of Mexico? That has a tremendous impact on our supply chain, but also on the things on the inside of the store. The goods that you purchase on the inside of the store are subject to things like that as well. So we see that across the board.
I guess with about a minute left before we have to sign off on this particular segment here, Bart, you guys are major employers too statewide. I mean, there's how many, if do you have any numbers, how many people are employed statewide by oil and gas, petroleum and convenience store marketers?
Yeah, so our national association actually compiles that data on an annual basis, and we just got that last week. We got their summary for 2022, and they tell us that there are roughly 3,600 stores in the state, and of that 3,600 stores, about 2,800 of those actually sell gasoline. Not every convenience store sells gasoline, but they estimate that in the convenience store portion of our members' businesses, we employ almost 60,000 Alabamians.
Wow.
That does not count the truck drivers that drive the transport trucks. That does not count, you mentioned Jeff Brown, folks that in his wholesale operation, that might supply gasoline and diesel fuel to farm accounts and other related accounts. That also doesn't include clerical and back office people. So I think a conservative estimate would be somewhere in the 80,000 people range that our industry collectively employs.
Well, Bart, this has been like hugely informational. I'm just kind of absorbing it all, but I really appreciate you making some time for us, because I've got a whole segment here that's on other issues related to the energy sector. But when I read the piece and saw the clip of the president saying, lower your prices at the pump right now, I thought, it just doesn't work like that. And I knew there had to be somebody out there like you with the ability to explain it. Appreciate your time today, and thanks very much.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity to be on. Happy to answer anytime. Just give me a call.
We'll do it. All right, folks, that was Bart Fletcher, president of the Petroleum and Convenience Marketers of Alabama, with a straight skinny on what's happening when the president says, lower your prices, lower them now. It doesn't work like that. And oh, by the way, they support jobs for 60,000 to 80,000 Alabamians. All right, Boomer, take us to a break right now. We'll come back. We're going to continue on government-run energy. What happens when the government decides to pick the winners and losers? I got news. We lose. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. We'll be right back.